This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan, and we're getting to the end of our show this Monday morning on Get Serial, but we've still got a bit of time to talk about some stuff.
So, yeah, look, what I was thinking, you know I like to think.
You in the shower.
You're a thinking man. I've always said that.
Just like another shower ponder. Thought.
Yeah, it probably started in the shower. I've often wondered if I were to swap my gender. We're talking in very simple terms, but if I was to go from being a male to a female, what kind of things would I maybe have taken for granted as being a male, and what kind of things would I enjoy about being a female?
I mean, I think it's pretty fair to say that as males, we get it pretty good in quite a few aspects of life.
Totally.
I woke up today and I went to get cereal, whereas if I was a girl, there is potential that I have to get up at 3 a.m. do my makeup and then head to get cereal, potentially.
Yeah.
Depending on how much you like your makeup.
And I think one of the things maybe on the other side I might enjoy about being a female is I want to be able to wear a skirt. I'm going to be cool.
Dude, during summer, there's nothing I want more than a little bit of ventilation.
Totally.
That's all I'm asking for.
I reckon it's cool. And
Jaden Smith rocks
Yeah, that's what
Jaden
I was
Smith
thinking.
Rocks the dresses.
Totally.
It's great.
Maybe we should just be more like Jaden Smith.
Yeah, some people that know me quite well know that I do enjoy getting in a dress from time to time. I've looked pretty good in a white dress, yeah, before. So
Princess Leia, I remember you dressed up.
Yeah,
before,
yeah, I've been Princess Leia before. And yeah, I've done the buns and
yeah,
looks good. Yeah.
One thing that I probably would take for granted is going to the bathroom. So
yes.
One, we get to stand up when we go to the
Times that we really experience lines at a bathroom is, you know, when it's a male only, well, like a male dominated event. So
yeah,
at the, you know, at the footy or something like that, something where there's a lot of guys. Yeah. So it gives us a little taste of the other side, but, yeah, you're definitely right there. That kind of thing.
I mean,
something we take for granted.
We don't have to have periods or PMS.
Nope, we don't.
We don't have to buy those products, sanitary products, obviously. But on with the lines for the female lines for the toilets, on the plus side, they can oftentimes they may be able to skip the lines going into a club.
That's true. Yeah,
that's true. So,
or even be led into clubs. Like if you're with like five guys.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Pretty hard. Yeah, have tried. It's interesting when they give you the up and down. They go, five dudes? Really? Come on, guys. You need to try a little bit harder than that tonight.
Flight of the Conchords song, too many dicks on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
One thing maybe, this I don't know about this one, but would you prefer being a female in that you have a little bit more creativity with your dress sense, or would you prefer being a male in that you can get away with wearing a suit at all these kind of events?
That is true. It is pretty. I mean, the Karl Stefanovic.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Ago, yeah.
I mean, like, on one side, you're saying I'm limited in that I can only wear a suit to a formal event. On the other side, you don't have to think about it too much. You don't have to be like, what colours match what? You know, it's...
You change your tie every few days and you're good.
Exactly. So, it makes it a bit easier.
Whereas, I think if you're a lady, and ladies listening, correct me if I'm wrong, you buy a dress and then you wear the dress just a few times and then you have to go and get a new one, according to society's standards. Not my standards.
Totally.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.